Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 43. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 18. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord is not one to leave people guessing. Three times he announces his death. He tells his disciples, "I'm going to Jerusalem in order to die." And according to St. Luke, they did not understand. Three times the Lord said, "I am going to Jerusalem to die. This is the mission of my life." And three times they did not understand. The Son of God walked among them, healing the sick and the lame, turning water into wine, walking on the water and calming the storms. Christ walked among them, teaching and preaching in all his wisdom, in all his mercy, and all his love. The disciples did not want to think that they were going to lose him. They did not want to face the reality that Christ was going to die on the cross. Now, in a sense, we all know that we are all going to die. One day or another, it is unavoidable. But it's not normal to regularly think about this reality. Now, COVID, in a way, has changed this. The entire world is gripped with fear because today could be the last day. Of course, most people, even most of those with COVID, won't even brush death for quite some time. And eventually, this abnormal fear will subside. No one wants to think about the limits of earthly life day after day, nor do we want to dwell on how we might die. Nevertheless, Christ said three times, "I am going to die in Jerusalem." For the purpose of Christ's life was written before his birth. "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." Now, certainly God has a purpose for you and your life, and yet the specifics aren't known. They are not written down. They are not prophesied. But the purpose of Christ's life was written before his birth. All things were to be fulfilled that were written by Moses and the prophets, from the cursing of the serpent and the promise of the seed to Eve, to the one born in Bethlehem. All the Old Testament books written before the birth of Jesus Christ, all the prophets, Moses, Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and all the others, well, they spoke of and by the power of the Spirit of Christ, the Messiah, the promised one of Israel, who would be the Savior of the world. And this Savior would have to suffer and to die in our place to win the promise of eternal life. This was his mission, the purpose of the life of Christ. Thus, Christ was born in Bethlehem in order to die on the cross. You see, we celebrate Christmas as a season of joy and many gifts because Christ, of course, is our greatest gift. But the seasons continue. In Epiphany, as he promises to come to you, and now, today, tomorrow, and tomorrow we celebrate and turn into Lent, God gave us Christ for this purpose, to die on the cross for us. This we remember even on this Fat Tuesday. And yet there's more to the prophecy. Christ said, the third day I will rise again. Christ suffered and died, but on the third day he rose again. Now we read these verses on the last Sunday before Lent to help us see through Lent. For as important as this time is in the church, it's all in service to Good Friday and Easter Sunday, that glorious celebration of the resurrection, his victory over death. And there's more to our text today. After the announcement of his death, Christ found a blind man on the road to Damascus, and he healed the blind man. There is significance here, beyond the miraculous, which did, of course, in fact, happen. The disciples were blind to what Christ said. They could see, and yet they did not believe. On the other hand, there is this blind man crying out to Jesus. He could not see, but he did believe. Have mercy on me, Son of David. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And thus we pray. We pray daily. We pray for our physical infirmities and for those of others, that all of our infirmities would be taken away. And they are, if not in this life, then certainly in the next. And your eyes may not see it, but even now he opens them in faith as you hear his word. And tomorrow, well, tomorrow we rend our clothes and we adorn ourselves with ashes, and yet we do so knowing full well the rest of the story. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Courtney Zalmanoff, who served the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.